Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
You want to go through this process of the 3Ds with the emails that they are actually meant for you, because we all get emails that they are sent to a group or newsletter or that sort of thing, or the ones that they are specifically for you. Peter, this email is from Kayvon to you, and he's saying something, he's waiting for a response, as opposed to something that is just sent to a group, usually a notification or a newsletter or something that it's not time sensitive.
Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast, the series designed to help you change your entrepreneurial worries and wants into wins by providing the tips and tools that will help you cut through the chaos and create clarity, allowing you the ability to level up your business and life. Always remember, you lead your business and it shouldn't lead you. And this week, I'm talking with my good friend and returning guest, Kayvon, and we had a great chat on email overwhelm and inbox zero, and it kind of got into some proper decision making. This week, I'm talking to my good friend and returning guest, Kayvon, and we had a great chat on email overwhelm and inbox zero and how all of that ties into the productivity and decision making tools that you have in your arsenal. We chat about if your inbox is unorganized, it's a sign of where other areas of your business and life are as well, and how to make decisions through Ari Mizell's framework of do, delete, and defer. Cleaning up your inbox will really reduce your frustration and give you a real sense of freedom and empowerment so that you can go on and tackle other things. It's just a really enlightening feeling. So at this point, we're going to dig right into the interview with Kayvon. Do you dread the thought of opening your email, the 50 unread messages, the 66,000 underneath that one? I mean, it gets a little overwhelming sometimes. So happy to have with me today Kayvon from Simplify.zone. And we're going to talk about all of those things surrounding email overwhelm. And do you suffer from email overwhelm? So Kayvon, welcome to the show today.
Hello, Pete. How are you doing?
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm happy to be here today.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Yeah, email overwhelm or this whole idea of inbox, it can be very tricky in our day-to-day life.
For sure.
Yes. So how about we start with a little bit of a cheeky question?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you this question, but this is actually a question for everyone who's listening to this right now.
For sure.
How many emails do you have in your inbox right now?
Right now, I probably have about 20.
20. And how many of them are read?
Maybe four.
Okay, very good. And I'm sure we will get all sorts of answers to that question, like from a few dozen to a few hundred.
Thousand.
And I have worked with clients to like, there was a case, I think about 20,000 email or 50,000 or something like that in the inbox. And just that number is overwhelming, right? Isn't it?
Oh my gosh. It absolutely yes. is. When I made the move to sort of this inbox zero 3 or 4 years ago, it just changed everything. And I was one of those guys. I think when I went through and did my massive dump, it was around 12 or 14,000 emails that I got rid of all within an hour.
Yes. And how did you feel right after that?
Oh, just the weight has been lifted. It's such a freeing experience.
Yes. I'm so happy that you put it that way, because that is the main point. It's not about having more emails or less emails. It's not about organization. It's about having that sense of freedom and not having that weight on our shoulders and creating more space for creativity, more space for focus, more space for strategy and that sort of thing. Because if we are working with limited space, it's like a computer with a short amount of RAM, and it will get the job done, but it never as good as, you know, other cases when the RAM is empty or not as fast as, and that sort of thing. So protecting, enhancing our mental RAM is the main point behind thinking about email overwhelm or any other thing when it comes to productivity, being effective, efficient, and that sort of thing.
I completely agree. I think the whole thing, when I'm working with people regarding around this subject, it's all about relieving that time to get your time back. You know, we've talked about this in one of our earlier episodes. I think there's only 24 hours in a day.
Yes.
How much time are you actually spending going through those emails? And I think one of the big frustrations, it's like you said, how many of them have actually been opened? Well, there are a couple that I still have to navigate through before I hopped on this message I'm going to get back to.
Yes.
But ultimately, when you look at that sort of thing, to free up your mind and allow yourself to get to the things that need to be done is such a crucial piece. And
yes,
it's literally life-changing.
It is, for a bunch of reasons. One is we just talked about, you know, creating that extra room to feel better, be happier, to be more satisfied with ourselves and our work. Therefore, we can focus better and strategize better and create better. On the other hand, it's what we talked about in one of the previous episodes too. The way you do anything is the way you do everything.
Yeah.
Whatever is going on in our inbox is a good indication of whatever is going on in everywhere else. So if you end up with one place, your inbox, an organized place, an empty place, something that you can rely on, it will ooze into your other skills, time management, project management, client management, and all of that, all of these skills ooze into each other because, as our coach and good friend, Ari Mizell, says, the inbox zero, email overwhelm, is not an inbox problem. It's a decision-making problem.
Exactly.
As in, are we letting things just to hang there and create more, get more space and take more space and take more space? Or are we taking care of things, processing the email, going through them quickly, and taking care of the ones that we can take care of at the right time? So that organization and freedom will ooze into everything else too, because that becomes your default way of thinking when it comes to requests and customer questions and project managements and deadlines and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, now that we're talking about Ari, why don't you, I mean, you've worked a lot more with Ari than I have. We both have learned a lot of stuff from Ari.
Yes.
But you've had more interaction. And I love that framework, the 3 Ds. Why don't you sort of explain that? Because that has a lot to do with inbox zero. But like you said earlier, it has a lot to do with decision-making, period.
Yes. And that's how Ari designed his 3D model. I don't know if you know this or not. A bunch of years ago, I became a certified productivity coach by Ari. And after a while, upgraded to master levels certification. And yes, I have learned so much from him, because when I was first, I got into his mastermind, I started to apply these things to my business. And they were so helpful to me that I wanted to know more, get involved more, and also be able to help other people with them. So Ari's method is very simple and easy, because every time there is an email, one of the 3 things can happen to it. One of the 3 Ds.
Yep.
Either you read it and you're done. There is not much to do about it. A good example is a newsletter. It comes to you, and after you read it, there is anything else to do. You don't want it to be there anymore. So the first D is delete. Send it away. And we know these days we don't have to deal with computer space issue. We have enough space on our hard drives and in the cloud and all of that. So basically, delete means deleting it from inbox. In fact, it is archiving it. I use a Gmail interface. For me, it's archive. If it's not a Gmail interface, basically moving it out of our main inbox so it doesn't occupy space over there, because, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
And that's what we want. It's out of our sight. It doesn't have to occupy our mind anymore.
You're not going through it and seeing it every time you open your email, right?
Yes. Or it's not there, because even if you don't look at it, your subconscious is still picking up or something else. What is that thing? What is that thing?
Exactly.
When you archive it, it's gone. So that's the first one.
Yeah.
The other D is do. If you can do something about it right now, just go ahead and do it. And this is one of those, when we talked about decision-making points.
Yeah.
Because the rule is, if you can do it quickly, and I'm thinking in the next 60 to 120 seconds, if you can do it in, okay, maybe 3 minutes,
yeah,
right? You do it right now. You don't have to do anything. You know, you don't have to say, I'm going to come back to it later.
Yeah.
Because that's extra energy spent for a bunch of more decisions. I remember many years ago when it came to desk organization and that sort of thing, they would say touch each paper once.
Right.
It's the same sort of a concept. If you touch it and if you can do something about it, do it right now.
Yep.
Don't leave it hanging there. So that's the second. The first one is delete.
Yep.
And the second one is do.
Yep.
The third one is defer. So defer means that you're not going to do it now because for some reason you still need some information to get to you, some document you need, or this is going to require more time and effort from you. So basically, another D, which is a subtask of that, you defer, you delegate it to somebody else. Now that somebody else could be actually somebody else because you're not doing this yourself. You just defer it and you delegate it, send it to somebody else, or you're delegating it to a future version of yourself so that you say, hey, I'm going to come back and do this tomorrow at 10:30 p.m., which is that snooze option in the email. So again, it doesn't remain in inbox waiting for a decision to be made. The decision is already made.
I love snooze. I use it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just such a wonderful feature from the Gmail side of things. I don't think they have it on Outlook. I think you have to use an outsource. I can't remember the name of the outsource program that does it, but
most probably, yeah.
Yeah, from Gmail, it's just such a great tool, snoozing things. And I mean, when I look at snooze, even when it's and scheduling, sending and all this other stuff, you know, there's so many different tools that you can use to not only create less email overwhelm for you, but for your team. You know, if you're sending people emails at odd hours because you're up odd hours, you don't have to do that. You know, you can create less overwhelm for their sanity as well by sending it to them tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock with just an automatic schedule, you know?
Scheduling because exactly what you said. Don't want to overwhelm them with more decisions.
Right.
They just need to see it at the time that they need to make a decision.
Yeah.
That's when they're going to get it.
It works both ways.
Yes. And we said all of this, skipping the actual first step in the process of inbox zero, which I think it works well for us because now that we know what to do with our emails, the first step is another decision-making point. You want to go through this process of the three Ds with the emails that they are actually meant for you. Because we all get emails that they are sent to a group or newsletter or that sort of thing, or the ones that they are specifically for you. Peter, this email is from Kayvon to you, and he's saying something, he's waiting for a response, as opposed to something that is just sent to a group, usually a notification or a newsletter or something that it's not time sensitive. So the very first step is to set up a filter. Again, we are speaking Gmail language, but this applies everywhere else.
Yeah, Outlook has filters.
Yes. You set up a filter for all of the emails that they're not meant for you to not make it to the inbox in the first place. The best way to do it is, and I have had that for many years now, you have this folder called optional. Those are the emails that they are not necessarily for you. You might want to see them or not. It's optional. You can call this folder or label whatever you want, but it's the thing that you set up a filter that any email that is not specifically for you should skip inbox and just go directly to that folder or label.
Yeah, I call mine lists and groups, but same sort of thing.
Yeah, there you go. Lists and groups. The easiest way, which will take care of about 90% of them or so, is to set up a filter for the word unsubscribe. Because those emails usually have an option for you to unsubscribe from them. So if there is an email that has the word unsubscribe in it, skip the inbox, send it to that folder. Obviously, some emails don't have that and they have other options like manage your subscription. Or if you don't want to get these emails, click here. You'll see those and you'll find a word in them to apply the same filter to them. So it's the same thing. Or sometimes, you know, it comes from this email address. So anything from this email address, skip it. So that filter can be expanded upon, but it's just the same methodology, same way of thinking. If it's not for me specifically, skip the inbox, go to the optional folder. Whatever passes that filter is meant for me. Now I'll go through the process of the 3D. Either delete it because I'm done, or do it right now. And again, we're done. Do archive, bye-bye, do delete, and or defer, which again takes it out of the inbox. I am talking to you right now, and on the other tab, I see I just received one email because at the beginning of this conversation, I had zero, and there is one over there. and I can see this is something that I don't want to do. And archive, I am back to zero again. See, just like that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So it's taken care of. It is a simple process. It's easy to learn. And after, I don't know, maximum a few days, it's easy to adopt as a new habit and way of looking at things. And you and I have been through this. And whoever is going to apply this method is going to experience the same. The feeling of freedom.
It's amazing.
Is going to be amazing after that. One of my favorite things, which it does not happen on the Gmail, on the web browser, is to look at my Gmail on my mobile, because it has this little picture here that says, you're finished.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing in the inbox.
What a great feeling.
Yeah. Yes. This, they have done a great job with visually giving us, showing us the feeling of sun and laying down. So that's what we want.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's that's awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing that today with us, Kayvon. I mean, I think we live this life and we want others to live it as well, you know?
Yes.
And I think that's why we wanted to bring this to the podcast today. It's like, this isn't rocket science. This isn't something that takes an incredible programmer to do. There's simple tools, and either of us can help you through that kind of stuff on the side, things, all that sort of stuff too. Is there a key takeaway here today that you'd like to add? Is there anything we missed here, Kayvon, that we...
I don't think we missed anything important, but what you just said is very important, and I'd like to repeat it if you don't mind. This is attainable.
Yes.
This is doable. We both have done it, and not rocket surgery.
No.
I did it. Pete did it. So many other people. Dear listener, you can do this too. This is attainable.
It is.
The feedback and the outcome is certainly worth it.
Hours of your life back over the course of a year. It's amazing. Right on. Well, thanks again, Kayvon. If anybody wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes. Well, my website is simplify.zone. If you want to get in contact with me, you can go to talktokayvon.com and book a call with me. That's my calendar appointment link. I'm also working on a program. It's all around implementation. If you'd like to know more about that, simplify.zone/implementation.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks again. And looking forward to the next time we meet on another version of Simplifying Entrepreneurship. And for now, make it a great day and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Always enjoy my chats with Kayvon and just love living the last few years in that realm of inbox zero. You just won't believe how pleasant it is to look at your inbox when there's only 5 or 10 or 15 emails in it instead of 1,000 or 100 or whatever the case is. It's just a really empowering feeling. So thanks for spending some time with me here on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast. Think about how you can apply today's Simplifying Entrepreneurship topic of email overwhelm and inbox zero, and how you can craft that into part of your business and your life to advance your business and have an even better entrepreneurial life. So if you like the podcast, please share it with your friends and invite them to listen as well. For more information on my entrepreneurial programs, visit more.coach. That's MOHR.COACH, more.coach. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production.
Visit us at ironicmedia.com.